Hare Krishna. Devotion is deepened, not depleted by distribution. Whenever people give charity, they get some joy because of giving. But along with that, anytime there is a sense of loss, especially when people give charity of material things like money, then the donor's reserve of money is depleted by that. Now, of course, the donors are religious. They may seek solace in the knowledge they have gained pious credits. And the gain of pious credits is a far greater gain than the loss of some money. But still, for many people, the sense of, in the immediate practical sense, a feeling of loss may nag them. Such nags are much lesser in subtler forms of charity, such as charity of knowledge. When one person knows something and has expertise in a subject and then shares the knowledge of that subject with others, then actually that person's knowledge gets deepened. Why? Because in teaching, one has to think more and analyze more, and by that, understand more. So teaching is often said to be the best way of learning. One has learned already, and one deepens one's learning through teaching. Still, if the position of knowledge is connected with some material position, that means, say, a person has a PhD, then that person can get this job, or a person has expertise in this software, then the person can get this particular employment. Then the position, then sharing that knowledge with someone else may create an insecurity in the sharer. What if that person usurps me? I have taught that person, but what if that person usurps me? Now, when we come to the charity of devotion, then neither the sense of loss nor the sense of security are there. The charity of devotion is the best form of charity. It is best for the giver, for the receiver and the giver. So now, why for the receiver? Because when one starts practicing devotion, and by that devotion one develops a connection with Krishna, and that connection with Krishna eventually takes the person back to Krishna. And when thus gets eternal life, an eternal happiness, that is life's supreme gain. So now, not only is this the best charity for the receiver, but also for the giver. Why for the giver? Because when one gives devotion and one shares devotion, one's devotion gets enriched, deepened. Now we may say this happens for knowledge also, doesn't it? Yes, but there is a deeper dynamic at work with respect to devotion. In the case of devotion, our devotion deepens not just because of our increased absorption in the subject. When we teach a subject, we become increasingly absorbed in the subject. So devotion increases not just because of our increased absorption in the subject, but also because of Krishna's increased grace. So, why does Krishna give some extra grace? Because Krishna is very eager at the souls, whose are all his lost children, souls in this world, that they return to him. And he knows that that is their ultimate supreme well-being. And so, if some other souls, some of his devotees, help others to turn towards him by sharing devotion with them, then Krishna becomes immensely pleased with them. So he describes in the Bhagavad Gita 18.68, Yaidam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshva vidhasyati bhaktim mai param kritva mame vaishya samshayaha. So Krishna says, those who share this knowledge of devotion, paramam guhyam, this confidential knowledge, the Vedas teach many things, But within that, the knowledge of devotion is not so easily known. So one who shares that, what happens to that? Bhaktim mai param kritva. Such a person will be rendering pure devotion, para bhakti, and then mamemeshi asamshayaha. Without any doubt, such a person will come back to me eventually. So what does this actually mean? It means that those who reveal Krishna's glories to others, Krishna reveals his even more intimate glories to them. And when these intimate glories are revealed, then the heart becomes attracted away from the world towards Krishna. And that way, those sharers of devotion, they start practicing pure devotion in this world and ultimately attain liberation in Krishna's eternal abode. Now, how do we share devotion? Actually, devotion is something which is to be individually cultivated. So what we can share is actually the knowledge of how to practice devotion and the facilities for practicing devotion. Knowledge means we can share the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita, we can share books, can answer questions. Facilities means they can have some facilities, can temples, we can give people some deities or images of deities, feedback, and the paraphernalia for performing devotion. And then also the example. We can set an example of how to practice bhakti seriously ourselves. And when people see this, then they become inspired. So sharing devotion also means living devotion. Because it's only when we live, we are actually inspiring others. And when we do this, then we do the supreme benefit to others as well as to ourselves. And in no other distributions is there the direct divine intervention. In the sharing of knowledge, Krishna gives some. Krishna, normally, if the knowledge is material, then Krishna is not involved. If the knowledge is spiritual, Krishna is a little bit involved. But Krishna is very intimately involved in sharing of devotion itself. And that's why the devotion deepens dramatically by distribution. Benefiting supremely both the receiver and the giver. Thank you. Hare Krishna.